to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to December 15th and our Advent podcast for today. I have a set of sisters who are so excited to be able to bring you the truth of God's words to your day today. And so I would love for you to introduce yourselves, what grade you're in.
My name is Lena and I'm in first grade.
My name's Bella and I'm in third grade.
All right, so we have the sisters who are helping us understand a topic today. And what is the gift that we are unpacking and unwrapping today?
God with us.
Yep. And so our topic for today is God with us. And there's a fancy little word for that. Do you guys happen to know the name of Jesus that has to do with God with us?
Emmanuel.
Yep. It means God with us. And so we're going to talk through a little bit about what that looks like. Before we begin, I'm going to open us in prayer. So if you guys would pray with me, God of amazing gifts, please show us today with the fact that you always are with us. God, I pray that we would help to be helped to understand that when we feel alone, when we feel like we are just empty, when we don't have what we need, that Lord, you're here with us. God, show us yourself now. Pray this in your precious name. Amen. All right, so my first question for you guys is just kind of like, let's talk about some fun gift things, right? It's our theme for the year. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas?
Spending time with my family.
Okay.
I actually I also do like singing some carols.
Me too. I like a good carol also. Bella, go ahead and tell us the next question. What is the favorite gift that you have received?
I think my electric scooter.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a party. How about you, Lena?
So sometimes we do this something called Secret Santa.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Lucy was the one who got me, and I got like these walkie-talkies,
mm-hmm.
And I really like those.
Walkie-talkies are pretty fun. That is for true. All right, next question. What is the favorite gift you have given someone where you were like super excited, you felt like it was thoughtful, you thought they were going to like it? Lena, go ahead and go first. What is a gift that you've given someone?
Like a card.
A card? Like where you wrote something to them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cards are very big treasures for us adults. Bella, how about you? What's a favorite gift that you've gotten to give someone?
I'm not copying Lena, but I think maybe like a Secret Santa gift for my cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Super fun. Yeah. Well, that's like a special time, right? That you guys get to exchange those gifts. You're trying to be thoughtful. You're thinking about what they would like. And it's just kind of a really meaningful experience.
Yep.
All right. So girls, if you could give, you're both going to get to answer this. So you get to have different answers. If you could give one gift to everyone in the whole world, I don't know. Right. People hear me say this day after day, but I don't know how I'd make that happen. But we're just using our imaginations, right? What would you give everybody?
That's actually kind of a tricky thing.
Agreed.
I might want to give them maybe some seeds, you know, in a vase.
Ooh, some seeds in a vase. They could grow some things for themselves. Yep. Okay.
I would give them a kitten.
So you are going to be gifted from these sisters a kitten with some seeds in a vase. Let's be honest, both of those things would make me very happy. Those would be good gifts, right? I would finally be like, oh, Pastor Michael, we have a kitten I've always wanted. And he'd be like, no, but he'd have one too because you gave it to everybody and we'd have five kittens in our house. That'd be fun. Plus, kittens are so cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep, legit. All right. So over the last week, let's talk about God with us. Over the last week, think about your lives. When have you needed to ask someone for help?
Probably with my homework.
Okay. How about you, Bella?
So I have to tear some pages for third grade, and mm-hmm. It's actually very tricky. So I asked my teacher for help.
Yep. Good example, right? And so we all need help sometimes. Like we could probably talk about a couple times this week when we're like, oh, yep, I also needed help in that, and I needed help on this. And when he was on earth, Jesus promised to send his people a helper, and he kept his promise. And today we're going to think about who that helper is and look at a few of the ways that God helps his children. Our first verse is from the book of Galatians. Bella, if you could go ahead and read that for us.
Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba Father, Galatians 4, verses 6.
Great job. And so we want to make sure that here we're talking about sons means both boys and girls. And Abba is a Hebrew word that means, do you guys know what that word means?
It means father.
Father. Yep. Father. Like dad, or like kind of like daddy actually is kind of like what it means. So who does God send to live in his children to help them know God as his father? What does that verse tell us? Yeah, he sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, and the Spirit who cries out, Abba, Father. And so here's another verse from the book of Ephesians.
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom in revelation so that you may know him better. Ephesians verse 17.
Good job, Ephesians 1:17. All right, so let's look back at that verse. What does it say that the Spirit helps God's people do?
So it actually is like helping you for right and wrong, walks you with righteousness, and teaches you about Jesus.
Love it. That's exactly right. Wisdom and revelation. We get to know him better, teaches us about Jesus, who he is. What do you think it means to get to know the Father better? Like, how does the Spirit help us do that?
I actually think that, like, when Jesus went back to heaven, when the Holy Spirit came, I think it helps you maybe how to get close to him.
Good, yes.
Like a friend.
Yep, that's exactly right. Like he's helping you, right? Like know him, know who he is. When you read his word, he's like, that's what it means for your story, right? Like he's giving you that revelation. He's showing you all of that truth. Excellent job, Bella. And so let's now go back to Galatians. Bella, if you'll read this passage for us right here.
Now I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires from the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
For the flesh desires is the contrary, and the Spirit, what contrary the flesh. They are the conflict with each other. Galatians 5, verses 16 through 17.
And that's exactly right, right? So here's this verse, and they're like, hey, you know what is always fighting and in conflict with each other? Your spirit and your flesh. Right? It's a thing. You're like, ooh, I want that. Oh, I don't want that. And so here in Galatians, he's saying you need to learn how to live by the Spirit so that you're going to stop doing all the sinful things and gratifying the desires of the flesh. And he's letting us know that we can do that. And so to gratify something is like you give into it, right? The flesh is like how they're talking about our sin here. The word contrary is a weird word we don't use all the time. And that basically means it's opposite too, right? Like they're opposing each other. They're in conflict. They're fighting against each other. And so what battle does the Spirit help God's children fight that they could not win on their own, according to that passage?
So they cannot win on their own is probably being perfect.
Mm-hmm, right. Because like the flesh wants to sin, right?
Yes.
And they're like trying to make that. And he's like, you can't do it. You can't overcome that on your own. You need my help in order to make better choices. All right, Lena, can I have you read this passage for us?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, verse 20-23.
So these are the things that we can expect that God is going to do in us when we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, right? He's making you full of love. He's making you full of joy. He's filling you up with these things, and that's how we see evidence of the Holy Spirit working. And so God the Father sends the Spirit to be with his children as our helper. And the Spirit helps us enjoy knowing God more and the Father more and more. We talked about that word better before, right? And that's what you guys were saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Holy Spirit helps us to do what we can't do on our own because he's God with us. All right, I'd like for both of you to answer this question. Why shouldn't we expect Christians to be perfect people?
Because we have sin and we are not perfect.
That's exactly right. And so should we be surprised by that?
I don't think so.
Probably not, right? Although sometimes we are. We're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they're acting like that. And you're like, no, we're literally all sinners.
Yes.
We know that. We've all agreed on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Lena? Why should we not expect Christians to be perfect people?
Because, like, they sin and they don't listen and stuff.
So when someone sins, though, what do they need to do with that?
They need to apologize, say sorry and stuff.
Yeah, they need to repent of it, right? Why should we, though, expect Christians to still remind us of Jesus? like, we should expect them not to be perfect, but we should probably still expect them to remind us of Jesus, right? Why should Christians be reminding us of Jesus?
Because they want to know more, for they could be having a perfect life in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. They should be able to live like Jesus lived and to be able to showing us what he is, which is like showing us what a little taste of heaven, but also the fact that he was perfect on his own, but our perfection is only in his perfection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I appreciate you guys just helping us think through this subject of what it means for God to be with us. Any closing thoughts that you have on how God is with us?
So the Spirit is part of Trinity, and Trinity is three in one.
Right.
And what it is like is that, like, there's not three gods. It's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. That's true. It's a good way of describing
it. So, like, when the Holy Spirit came down like fire, it kind of felt like God was with us.
Yeah. Can you imagine being there?
I can imagine.
Yeah. I thought that it would be kind of cool if I lived back in the Middle East.
Yeah, right? Back in Jesus' time, back in the same land, right? And you see that, although you're right, we only have one God who is three parts. We see that he comes down on the day of Pentecost and he is given to people. And from then on, even to this day, right now, as we're recording this podcast, the Holy Spirit is with us, helping us to do all the things that we just talked about. And so one of the things I hope for your life is that you continue, no matter what day you're in, no matter what today, when you're listening to yourselves on the podcast, you're like, but the Holy Spirit is with me and I'm not alone. And that makes all the difference for my day. So Bella, would you close us in prayer that we could just wrap up our time today? And then Lena, after she prays, I'm going to have you pray too, okay?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. We are excited to celebrate your son's birthday. And remember in the manger where he was laying. And thanks for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. We all have sin, but thank you for the Holy Spirit who has always been with us, following us with righteousness. We are all not perfect, but we are going to live an eternal life. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And I hope that everybody is having a good time. And thank you for making the animals and beautiful nature for we can have fun outside. And I just thank you that we get to have a good podcast and that we have a good time. Then everybody who's in the hospital, the doctors can help them stay healthy. Amen.
Amen. All right. Would you guys mind closing our podcast by wishing our crowd a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a great Christmas.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.